Ready?
Go. Hey everyone, this is Heather Whaley.
Hey everybody, Frank Whaley, aka the filibuster, aka the diatribe, aka the bodega.
Did you write that down as a list?
Aka the silencer.
Hmm.
No, that's all just off the top of my head.
Today is Friday. It's the 25th of March, 2022. You know what I did today? You've been talking about the show Tales from the Tour Bus.
Right.
I watched the Jerry Lee Lewis episode.
Oh, it's a great one.
Yeah.
The killer.
That guy was messed up.
Sure was. That's a good show.
Yeah. The other show, this is just, we're going to talk a little bit about what we've been watching on TV, folks. We've been watching this, that show, The Dropout.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. And in the episode that we watched last night, she was being interviewed by someone. And they asked her, who are you? And I thought, that's a really hard question to answer. And they made it look like she was, I mean, she is a psychopath, but they made it seem like her inability to answer that question was part of her being a psychopath. What would you say if in an interview I asked you, who are you, Frank Whaley?
She's really good, Amanda Seyfried.
Yeah, she's great.
She's amazing. And the thing you're talking about is Theranos was they were doing a commercial, I think, for Theranos. I think that's what that is. And the commercial was being directed by Errol Morris, who did Thin Blue Line, among other things. Anyway, what was the question, Heather?
Who are you, Frank Whaley?
I am many things. There are many things that I am. Many things. Many things. That would be my answer.
That's like a haiku.
Right. In other words, I am a haiku.
Oh, that would be a good answer. I am a haiku.
Right. That's what I just said, Heather.
I'm not a large package, but I make you think.
That's what she said. I am a haiku.
The other question that's really stupid, if like in a job interview, so why do you want this job?
In fact, that's what you said on our wedding night. You said, not a large package, but it makes me think.
Like,
and then you left the room and got in the shower and you didn't talk to me for another 2 days. Speaking of nipples, Heather, there's, I was reading about this and I clipped it. Because it was just craziness, the shit that goes on in our culture. And this involves a school teacher in Manhattan.
Okay.
Manhattan. How do you say Manhattan?
Manhattan.
I say Manhattan. Manhattan. Manhattan.
I used to work with someone who said Manhattan. Manhattan.
Manhattan.
A Spanish teacher. Manhattan?
A Spanish teacher yanked from the classroom. A Manhattan Spanish teacher was yanked from the classroom.
Someone's stomping around upstairs.
After investigators found, those are just some people from the FBI, Heather. They're just looking through
Glad they're here.
After investigators found, she sucked on a man's nipple during a Zoom class.
What?
And the parents are shocked because she's now returned to the same school.
So she was teaching a class.
She's a Manhattan Spanish teacher. She teaches Spanish and a school in Manhattan. She's from Columbia Secondary School for math, science, and engineering.
Is that a private school?
Sounds like it. I never heard of it. I think all public schools are called PS.
Oh, is it,
right?
Is it associated with Columbia University?
Not the point.
Because our daughter has a friend who goes to that school.
The point is, Heather, well, we'll have to ask her, yes. But this woman, this teacher, this Spanish teacher, was caught on a Zoom class, during a Zoom class. She's sitting at her table teaching Spanish to students when a man walks up behind her without a shirt on, and she turns to this man This is all while the students are there.
Oh, my God.
She turns to this man, and she begins to suckle his nipple.
So she thought her camera was off, or she didn't care that her camera was on?
She didn't care that the camera was on. In fact, during the lesson, Professor Fletcher, as students called her, she sat at her kitchen table.
I think you should try that with a better Spanish accent.
Well, Fletcher doesn't really go with professor. Professora.
Professora Fletcher. That sounds Italian.
Professora. Anyway, there she is sitting at her kitchen table eating spaghetti.
Eating. Okay, so you're not supposed to be eating spaghetti in the middle of your class
either. So if this was my teacher, I'd be like, what the fuck is Professora Fletcher eating spaghetti during class? That's inappropriate.
It would also make me really hungry. Then if I see someone eating spaghetti, I'm going to want some spaghetti.
So
but then if somebody's sucking on a nipple, it's going to make me
She's
vomit.
Sitting at the table eating spaghetti. And suddenly there's a shirtless man standing behind her. She appeared to, quote, suckle, unquote, on the man's nipple while rocking back and forth. Then turned to the camera.
Rocking back and forth?
Then turned to the camera, smiled, and wiggled her shoulders. You can sort of visualize it. She's like, eating her spaghetti. She turns, suckles the nipple while she's rocking back and forth. Then she turns to the camera, smiles, and like, ooh, ooh.
Oh, like she loved it. Like, love that nipple.
That's correct. Now, if this wasn't, some of the students on the Zoom call were like, were quoted saying, oh my God, are you seeing what I'm seeing? She was eating pasta full on. Then a half-naked guy came in, the student told the Post.
I like that they also mentioned the pasta.
Yeah. After taking her mouth off the man's chest, Fletcher did a little shimmy.
Oh, my God.
She wasn't hiding it. It was a look at me kind of thing, said the
student. Did anyone say something?
One student recorded the scene and shared the video with other kids. And if that wasn't bad enough, 17 months later, she shows back up at the school. And some parents are complaining, and the principal, Miriam Nightingale, claimed her hands were tied. The decision to return Amanda Fletcher to service was not made at the school level. I cannot change her assignment to our school, nor bar her from the building. Evidently, sucking on nipples during class is okay.
Listen, it is so hard to fire a teacher in New York City, especially. Like, if the teacher isn't performing well, they put them in this room where they just sit there. They're, like, still getting paid by the Department of Education, and they're just sitting in a room not teaching anybody.
Yes, so on Wednesday, the day after the Post asked about Fletcher's return, the Department of Education sent Fletcher to a district office, which is, I think, what you're describing.
Yeah.
Which is a big waste of money.
I mean, so this must be it's a public school then.
When I start my private school, I'm going to have a list of rules. And there's going to be, rule number one is going to be no sucking on nipples during class. Number two is going to be no sucking on nipples while eating spaghetti in class. Number three is going to be if eating spaghetti, no sucking on nipples during class.
But the really crazy thing is that if you actually had like a list of rules and regulations for teachers and you put that on there, you would be like canceled. You would be the biggest creep in the world.
I'd like to just have a conversation with Professora Fletcher and just say, well, let me ask you a question, Professora. What was the thinking behind, like, so you got your laptop up in front of you, you got 20, 30 students on the Zoom in front of you. Okay, so you made a bowl of spaghetti. That's number one. You're eating the spaghetti. Your husband, boyfriend, lover, whatever comes into view behind you for all these young people who you're supposed to be the teacher of. Okay, that's bad enough. But then you're gonna turn and suckle on his nipple while eating spaghetti, like you have sauce in your mouth.
Oh my God!
You don't suck on a nipple while you're eating.
Did anybody take a screenshot? Why were they not screenshotting? I would imagine all those kids
they did,
would be.
Heather, they did screenshot it. I told you, one of the students recorded it. In fact, the Post had a photo of her sucking on the nipple of this man.
Oh my God!
His face was out of view, and his torso was in view. You know, he had fine nipples, but I don't need to see them.
What was on the spaghetti? That's what I want to know.
I believe it was Ragu traditional. I forgot to ask you, Heather, who are you?
I'm a haiku also, but I'm a haiku about bowls of spaghetti because that's hot and sexy.
Mm. That's not a haiku. What you just said is not a haiku.
No, no, it's not. But I'm a haiku. It was my idea to be a haiku.
Can you do a haiku? I remember when I was in college and acting class, one of my fakakta teachers made us do a haiku. And I would always make mine up. I would never find any haikus. I would just make them up and see if he knew that it was like a phony haiku because I just made it up.
Well, how would it be if, I mean, you had to do a previously published haiku?
Yeah, people would like find like a
book
of haikus.
It's not a phony haiku if you wrote it, if it actually fits with the syllables and stuff.
Right. Can you do a haiku? 3, 2, 1.
I got to remember what you're supposed to do. So it's three lines, 5 syllables in the first line, 7 in the second, and 5 in the third?
Correct.
Okay. So 5 syllables in the first line. I love spaghetti. Hot and steamy, covered in ragu.
So
open your books, students. No, that's not me. That's Professor Fletcher.
That's a terrible
haiku. I got it wrong.
Terrible haiku.
So there was today, the 25th of March. Do you know what the significance of that day is?
Yep.
Frank?
Yep.
What?
It's the Ides of March.
No.
It's I don't know.
What? Tell me about the Ides of March.
I have no idea.
What happened on the Ides of March?
That was the day that...
Beware the Ides of March. Why?
That was the day that Hayden Panettiere got into a crazy brawl in a parking lot somewhere.
It was the day that they killed Caesar.
Right, I knew
Julius
that.
Caesar.
Yes, I knew that.
March 13th.
Ah.
But March 25th is National Medal of Honor Day.
Oh.
And my dad, I'm telling people this because I have a little appearance on another podcast called Feeny Talks with Friends, if people want to listen to that. It's that my niece's teacher, Mr. Feeny, had my dad visit the class, and then he has a podcast where he talks to people, and he interviewed my dad, and I come on at the end with my sister and her kids. It's cute.
Well, as long as we're promoting shit, I got bobbleheads, and you can hit me up on Cameo, and you can buy shit off the website, you can hit me up on Cameo, you can do 24-hour Cameo.
That's it. We're calling it a day.
And if my father, if they gave medals of honor for being a dead drunk janitor from Syracuse, my father would have like 3.
God damn. I mean, I don't know what that's about, Frank.
I mean, he was heroic in his pursuit of being a dead drunk janitor from Syracuse.
Anyway, this is a very interesting interview with my dad. He talks about leadership, and I was really proud of him, and it was kind of funny too. It was very funny.
He's a great man.
Yeah. So shout out to my dad. And I guess we're calling it, right? I'm meeting someone for a drink in about 15 minutes.
To all the dead drunk janitors.
No. You're not going to. This is a.
I can't get the last word.
No, because it's Medal of Honor Day. You're not going to switch it around and make it about your dad.
Right.
It's about my dad.
Well, look at it this way, Heather. We're all Medal of Honor winners.
We're not.
True that.
True that. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
This is not very good podcast content.